Hello everyone, I'm Deacon Steve, and welcome to the second Advent 2025 podcast. This is entitled Joy That Grows Slowly, and it's a short podcast as we approach the midway point of Advent, Gaudete Sunday. Whether you're listening at home, or you've gone for a walk, or you're in the car, or just having a quiet moment somewhere with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, thank you for joining me again as we continue our journey through Advent. Last time, many of you shared with me how comforting it was simply to pause for a few moments. And I certainly find that. So today, as we reach almost the halfway point of Advent, and we look to Gaudete Sunday, it's a Sunday of joy. In liturgical terms, it's a Sunday when we can be slightly lifted from the repentance that Advent is, a time of joy and celebration. The whole tone of our liturgy shifts just a little, as if the church leans in gently and whispers, "Rejoice, you are halfway there. Keep going. The Lord is close." And this Sunday, we light the rose-coloured candle on our Advent wreath. And you will see the priest and the deacon dress is slightly lighter clerical clothes, rose. But the joy of Gaudete Sunday is not the big, loud, festive kind. It's not the joy of everything being perfect, because we know that we are not perfect. And our world is not perfect. And it's not the joy of everything being calm or sorted. And I'm sure that at this point in Advent, you are probably caught up, as most of us are, in the busyness of the season. If you have children, there will be all the activities that go with schooling, the nativity plays, the parties, all the gatherings that we're called to be part of in our parish. There will be carol services, perhaps occasions when we meet socially before Christmas, and in our families, the many factors that cause us to be stressed before Christmas, Perhaps financially, we might be struggling. Perhaps things aren't all as they should be in our family. Perhaps we've got the worry of elderly parents or people in our family who are ill or who need care and support. And perhaps we also are feeling disconcerted at what Christmas might mean this year. So our Christian joy must be different. It can sit quietly beside sadness, tiredness, or uncertainty. It doesn't deny reality. In fact, it transforms it. Sometimes joy whispers more than it shouts. Think of Mary after the angel Gabriel left her. She was filled with a deep and trembling joy. But she also questioned change and an unknown road ahead. And yet she moved forward, carrying courage and wonder together. Maybe that's where many of us stand today. Not everything neat and tidy. Not everything fixed. But still holding on to hope. Perhaps only just. And as Christmas draws nearer, life can often speed up. There can be pressure to prepare, to buy, to organise, to host, to be cheerful, even when we're exhausted or distracted. But you know, Advent gently teaches us something essential. Joy is not something we manufacture. Joy is something we receive, a gift from God. So perhaps this week, we might take a moment to notice the quiet signs of God's presence already in our life. Perhaps receiving a phone call at just the right time. Or feeling that we should make a phone call to someone special. Taking a moment of peace in an otherwise busy day. Perhaps first thing in the morning, before the day has started, or late at night, when the children are asleep and the work of the day is done. A memory that warms your heart. Prayer whispered honestly that somehow softened the edge of a worry. God doesn't mind us petitioning him Sometimes our prayers can be, please God, help me. Please God, make this situation better. Please God, come to my aid. God doesn't worry about that kind of prayer. In fact, he encourages us to ask. He just loves us when we speak to him. Perhaps before Christmas, an opportunity to go to confession. To confess in front of a priest something that God already knows that we have done. But he's so pleased when we actually come out and admit that sin. It doesn't have to be the really big sin. It can be the little things. The bitterness that perhaps we carry in our hearts. Jealousy that we have when we see somebody else who appears to be more successful. The fear of stepping out and admitting to others that we're Catholics, that we're Christians. Healing in our heart for somebody that perhaps unkindly said something about us. We have an opportunity in our church to come along to a parish reconciliation service, a short service where we will have an examination of conscience and then the opportunity to go to confession with one of our three or four priests that will be there on the evening. Or a Saturday morning. When there is always confession. Or another opportunity. Perhaps even the simple fact that you're listening to this now, that you've given God these few minutes, is itself a grace, a tiny seed of joy. Because joy doesn't ask for everything to be easy. Joy simply asks that we stay open to God, being with us in the middle of whatever life looks like. The rose candle on the Advent wreath reminds us of this. It's lighter, brighter, more hopeful, but still gentle. It doesn't blaze like Easter fire. It glows steadily, quietly. And that's how God often works. not in dramatic flashes, but in the steady warmth of his presence. So as we arrive at this midway point in Advent and prepare ourselves for Christmas, the Church invites us into something beautiful and deeply healing through the sacrament of reconciliation. Confession. It's a simple, peaceful way to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. Perhaps making space for the sacrament might be one of the ways joy grows within us. Perhaps we could also reflect on where joy is trying to grow in our life. What small space can I offer God to let it grow? Because joy rarely arrives fully formed, like a child, it is born. It grows in prayer, in gratitude, in small acts of kindness, in choosing to trust even when the path is unclear. And so this Advent, may the Lord give you a joy that is steady and real, a joy that carries you, rather than a joy you feel pressured to create. So as we draw to a close, let us pray. God of hope and joy, we thank you for the gift of this Gaudete week as we light the rose candle and hear the words rejoice. May our hearts respond with trust and openness. Strengthen us, Lord, when we are tired. Comfort us when we feel burdened. Lift us when joy feels far away. And help us to recognize your presence already at work in our lives. Lord Jesus, we wait for your coming with hope, with longing, and with open hearts. Amen. Thank you for sharing these minutes of reflection. May the joy of Christ be a gentle companion for you in the days ahead.